It's a Throwback Thursday, and just happens to be on a Thursday that in 1966, 94.9 went on the air. I think, I don't know this for sure, and Carl might know, but I don't know if you will either, Carl, but I think at 29,000 watts, and then like 4 or 5 years later, when country came into play, went up to 50,000 watts. But Carl Wurtzler is on the phone with us, and let me, maybe you don't know Carl's name by me saying that, but Carl and Jennifer and Carl, or Carl and Jen, the Diamond Duo, how did it go?
It was Carl and Jennifer. Of course, I had to give myself the front credit there, so to speak.
The front
credit. A few
credit.
People might be familiar with the name.
Yeah.
I'm a Bushnell boy, so to speak, born and raised in Bushnell, Illinois, down in McDonough County.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of folks that I still know back in that area, and a lot of folks in the Knox County area that I know as well. So my best to everyone back home, so to speak.
Yeah, Carl, we just went down for Hometown Heroes. We've been doing that for about 20 years to your area for the Bushnell Prairie City Spartans basketball team here last
nice.
Week. Yeah. So very cool. We were in your area. So Carl Wurtzler is on the air. Now, Carl, tell us about your time walking in the doors to the Galesburg Radio Center for the first time. What were you armed with, and what were you ready to do?
You know, when I started then, I think I did everything but the dishes.
Yeah.
I want to say that was right around 1990, 1991. I was doing the afternoon show on FM 95. I think I even filled in part-time on AM 1400, WGIL, the Big 14, and also was a promotions director, and I did some sales as well. And then John Raymond later became our general manager, I wound up doing the morning show with Ray Smith.
They put every hat on you, didn't
they? And then Ray left for a brief time, I believe, and my soon-to-be wife, Jennifer McCarthy, was our news director on WGIL and also did some news updates on FM 95. And we started dating just to give somebody, you know, give people at the station something to talk about, basically.
Yeah, yeah. Were you the only couple in the station probably that you knew about?
Yes, that I knew of, that we publicized,
yes.
Put it that way. So, yeah, we gave them something to talk about.
That's
and
great.
And we later became engaged. And we pitched the idea of doing the morning show together to John Raymond. He thought it was a great idea. Props to John for giving us that opportunity, because we had a heck of a lot of fun for the few years that we did it. And we went through the engagement process. Of course, everybody has their 2 cents to throw in about a wedding. We got married. We continued to do the show as a married couple. And 22-plus years later, we're still married and still enjoyed our time at FM 95.
Carl, what a great way to start. In my 25 years of broadcasting, I've had a baby and got married, and lots of things have changed in my life, but never on the air. You went through that process with the listeners, and what a great time to get on. You got on when you were engaged, and you said you went through that process. I bet the listener interaction was amazing.
It was huge, and like I said, everybody has an opinion about a wedding, so it was all about throwing out the questions on how would you do this wedding, and you know, what would you do in this situation, and what would you do in that situation. And as I said, everybody has their 2 cents to throw in about a wedding.
Did you take any listener examples or advice?
Absolutely, we did.
Yeah,
absolutely. And like I said, we had a lot of fun with it. As I recall, we were married in the courtyard. Back in that day, it was known as Joomers. Out
yes.
by the interstate.
Sure.
And I believe Best Western later took that property over. But beautiful courtyard, and we were married on a Friday the 13th, 1994. It was May 13th, 94. Beautiful evening for a wedding. Headed in the courtyard. We had the reception right there. And I believe our friends at Happy Joe's, I believe it's still in Galesburg.
Yes.
Happy Joe's Pizzeria. We get a knock on the door as the announcer is making a few announcements on the PA system, and we're enjoying our meal at the reception, and lo and behold, in comes a gentleman from Happy Joe's delivering us a nice pizza.
That's awesome.
So there's a plug for Happy Joe's.
Yeah. Yeah, and they got a new building, and they serve steaks now, Carl.
Nice!
Yeah, yeah. So when you come back to the area, make sure you stop by and say hello to them.
Absolutely.
That's great. So Carl and Jennifer, the Diamond Duo, lasted on FM 95 for how long?
Let's see. We were together for a few years before I took a job at the Associated Press, and I worked for AP for 5 years. We lived in a suburb known as Westchester, Illinois, which is west suburban Chicago, just inside of Cook County. And later on, I accepted a manager's position in Holland, Michigan, with a company called Midwest Communications, and managed a couple stations there. And then they later acquired some stations down in Terre Haute, Indiana. Managed those stations for a couple of years. There were four of them total in Terre Haute. And next thing you know, I'm up in Kenosha, Wisconsin, where I've been for the last going on 10 years, managing four radio stations, two in Pleasant Prairie, Kenosha, Wisconsin, and two in Waukegan, Illinois, down in Lake County.
People don't always stick with radio, Carl. It's amazing and awesome that you did. There's not a lot of us left.
Well, I love the business. I wouldn't have it any other way.
Now, tell me, did you and Jennifer ever resume your on-air together after the morning show here?
You know, we never did.
Yeah.
We pretty much called it a day. My wife got into human resources at a company in Oak Brook, Illinois. And when kids came into the picture, she decided to be a stay-at-home mom for about 10 years.
That's great.
And we have two wonderful children, Kurt, who just turned 13 this summer, and my daughter Heidi, who is a senior at Tremper High School in Kenosha, Wisconsin. She is 17. She'll be attending most likely University of Wisconsin-Whitewater come 2017.
Carl Wurzler is on the phone with us. We celebrate 50 years of FM 95 on the air on this day in 1966. Carl did the many things, wore many hats when he walked into the doors in 1990, among them getting married, engaged and married, and did a morning show with his soon-to-be wife, Carl and Jennifer, the Diamond Duo. And Carl, I have one team name to say to you. I asked a few people about you, and a gentleman was walking down the hall and said, say this to Carl when he's on the air with you. The East Galesburg Fighting Yaks.
The Fighting Yaks! Yes, you know what? That was our softball team.
That's great.
I believe we played at Kiwanis Park
in
Galesburg.
Yeah.
And you know what? I still have my jersey to this day.
Do you
with
really?
My name on it.
I'm
a proud Fighting Yak. Absolutely.
Do you pull it out every once in a while?
Every once in a while, yeah. As a matter of fact, I took a picture of it a couple of years ago, and I found it in my closet. And, of course, I did what everybody else would do, and that's post it on Facebook.
Yeah, yeah. Wait, tell me about the East Galesburg Fighting Yaks. Of course, a softball team. Was it a station team or just...
You know what? I believe there were perhaps a couple of station staff members on that team from time to time.
Yeah.
There was a kid from, gentleman from East Galesburg. His name was Steve Howard. Actually, I believe he was from Gilson, maybe later moved to East Galesburg. And Rick and Scott Woods, I know they were originally from East Galesburg. It was kind of their brainchild.
Nice.
And they were all about the quirkiness of life. And they still are, and I love them to death. I haven't really communicated with them in a long, long time. But great guys. Growing up, met them back probably late teens, early 20s, and we had an opportunity to hang out together and play softball together, and we had a lot of fun together.
That's awesome. Carl Wurzler on the phone with us, the East Galesburg Fighting Yaks, part of his time here at when he was in the Galesburg area at WAAG. And did you guys win any games?
You know what? We had a pretty good team, I believe.
That's cool.
I don't think we won any championships, but in our minds we certainly did.
The greatest name in the history of local small-town softball.
Yeah, absolutely.
The East Galesburg Fighting Yaks. Carl, thanks for spending so much time. Are there any names, when you do look back, and people that you think about working with when your time here, your 3, 4, 5 years here at the Galesburg Radio Center and FM 95, that you think of?
Yeah, you know what? I think some of them, some of those folks are still there, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, Terry Cavanaugh, probably first name that comes to mind.
Mm-hmm.
We love Terry to death. I think we hear from Terry every once in a while, just kind of checking up on us and my wife on her. You know, having worked with John and Ray, Ray and Raymond.
Yeah.
In the past, great people to have worked with. Brad Benowitz, I believe, still back in the area as well.
Yeah, he's a teacher and he still does play by play for us.
Yeah. Yeah. Who else? Jim Lee, another one. He may be there still.
He still is. He's absolutely our farm director, our sports director.
Yeah.
And on WGIL Morning Show with Tom Meredith.
Tom Meredith?
Yes.
I was about ready to just say that name.
Hey,
Tommy Meredith, my best to him, my best to Chris LeGros, all those guys. And on the sales side, Cindy Peck, I believe, still lives in the area.
Yeah. she was here when I started.
Several others that if I had the time to think of them and my memory wasn't failing me,
yeah,
I could probably come up with those names. But on a short notice, that's kind of the best I can do.
No, that's awesome, Carl, and thanks for running down memory lane with us. And you're part of what is woven into 94.9 over the last 50 years, and we appreciate what you did for us back in the day. It's
Linda Swanson, another name I thought I would throw out.
Linda Swanson,
yes. There we go. Throw her out there, yes.
Roseanne Weaver, you might remember. Roseanne
Weaver, absolutely.
Yes. She retired several years ago, but she's still around. I see her at breakfast on occasion. Carl Wurtzler on the phone, part of Carl and Jennifer, the Diamond Duo, back in the 90s. You walked in the doors, and the morning show was on. What were the years, Carl?
I want to say it was probably 91 through 95, or into 1995 before we left the radio station.
Yeah. Well, best of luck to you, Carl, and thanks for being on with us this morning.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. Take care, brother.
You too.
Bye-bye. That's Carl Wurtzler. He was part of our team back in the 90s here, FM 95, celebrating 50 years in Galesburg on 94.9, 1966, flipping the switch. And there we were, blowing out 50,000 watts.